Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Midlife. It is such an interesting place to be. It's like you're standing on the verge of your children becoming young adults, the verge of your parents going into aging, the verge of your marriage maybe growing or ending, the verge of your career coming to an end or starting something new, the verge of your home, maybe you're downsizing or even relocating to a new city altogether. Being on the verge is an interesting place to be, knowing what you want while fully not understanding how to get there, embracing your gifts, yet not always certain on how to amplify your message, having admiration for so many others' creative and business insights, and ultimately having to choose a path that gets you going in your best, quote, right direction for the moment. A path that elevates what you already know as you step into your next level of personal growth. You could be feeling like time is creating a chasm between you and your desired outcomes. Do I know enough to make it happen? Am I the right person to make it happen? Do I have the time and energy to make it happen? I want you to stop with the overwhelm and breathe. Actually, go ahead, close your eyes, leave your palms open, resting on your thighs. Right now with me, I want you to count five in and then count five out. Repeat that until this overwhelm of being on the verge is replaced with a calming breath. Once that breath is calm, you can ask yourself the question again and simply affirm yourself with yes, yes, yes. You can make anything possible, for your overwhelm can feel so real, right? So start saying yes to your design outcomes and let the calm you feel be as real in your body so you may create your desired outcomes for yourself. Yes, you can create whatever it is you want. The verge is the beginning. What's created is your choice. One breath and one moment at a time. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.